بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ذکر حیات ہے اور غفلت ممات کے حضرت مولانا اسد اللہ خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے ذکر آف اللہ تعالیٰ اٹ از لائف اینڈ غفلت از دا اپوزٹ آف ذکر. وی ان مائنڈ فل آف دا ذکر آف اللہ تعالیٰ دیٹ از ڈیتھ. ذکر اٹ از لائف اینڈ غفلت اٹ از ڈیتھ. The purpose for which Allah Ta'ala has created us and sent us here in this dunya, it is nothing other than dhikrullah. It is to remember Allah Ta'ala, to remember Him at all times throughout the day, not only at particular times. The mashayikh, they have prescribed different forms of adhkar, dhikr, to sit in seclusion and to remember Allah Ta'ala some 100 times, 1,000 times. The objective of those adhkar which the mashayikh have introduced is to create in a person to create in him permanent zikr, the fikr of zikr. For that reason they have introduced in the adhkar such adhkar, such forms of prescribed zikr were unnecessary for the sahaba, because they had the good fortune of being in the sohbat, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was ample and adequate for changing them and to keep them connected to Allah Ta'ala. So after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed, and especially when the age came when the great people of the among Salaf-e-Salihin, they also left the dunya, then the mashayikh, the awliya, they introduced different forms of adhkar, of dhikr. Then you sit in seclusion, and so many times you must read this dhikr, so many times that dhikr. The purpose is to entrench, to embed the dhikr in the heart, so that when you emerge from that seclusion and you are plunged into the dunya, then also you will remember Allah Ta'ala, you will not become forgetful. All times, mu'min must be alert and remember Allah Ta'ala. That reason Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Kullu muti'in lillahi fa huwa dhakirun." Everyone who is obedient unto Allah Ta'ala, he is a dhakir. That is a dhikr which is in the heart. If a person has accomplished or achieved this objective of entrenching, embedding the zikr in the heart, then what will happen throughout the day, in the daily activities, you will not do anything without thinking. You will not do anything recklessly just because there is now material gain, there is profit in this transaction now, this deal, so we will do it. Now if there is zikr in your heart, then you will stop and you reflect, and if you don't know, you will ask, is this permissible, is it not permissible? Is Allah Ta'ala's pleasure in it? Is it in conflict with the Shariat or not? So when a person thinks along such lines, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he is a dhakir, because it is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala which makes him think in this manner. So the secret of Allah Ta'ala, That is the purpose, the objective of life. It is the most important ibadah. No ibadah which is more important than zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Come to the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.